What's happening in the papers? We'll ask Mike Woods. Mike?
Good morning, Jonathan. Most of the dailies and media websites today lead with reports on the missing Air Asia plane. The Age and the Sydney Morning Herald say a search and rescue mission for Air Asia flight QZ8501 was halted last night after dusk, and failing light prevented the operation from proceeding. It gets underway again at first light today. The flight from the Indonesian city of Surabaya to Singapore with 162 people aboard lost contact with air traffic control on Sunday. The passengers on board the flight include 138 adults, 16 children and one infant. Also on board were two pilots, including a French co-pilot and five cabin crew. Air Asia said there were 149 Indonesian passengers on board, three South Koreans, one Briton, one Singaporean and one Malaysian. Prime Minister Tony Abbott spoke with Indonesian President Joko Widodo to express his condolences and offer assistance. Mr. Abbott told the Indonesian President that Australia had a P3 Orion aircraft on standby ready to assist the search if it was required. Some sites, including the Daily Telegraph and Herald Sun today, say investigators probing the missing flight will look at whether the plane stalled while flying high to avoid bad weather. Plane experts discussing the missing plane on civil aviation forums last night were speculating whether the plane stalled at high altitude while travelling too slowly for the height that it was at. An aviation expert has apparently told the papers today that he believed it was unlikely the missing plane had mechanical failures before it vanished. And shortly we'll speak to former US NTSB investigator Mary Schiavo. The Australian Today says national teaching standards are failing to demolish the rigid career structure for classroom teachers and risk further embedding a lockstep type system linking wages to years of service rather than paying higher salaries to the best teachers. An examination of the award agreements covering public school teachers by the libertarian think tank, the Institute of Public Affairs, reveals the adoption of the national standards in workplace agreements is further entrenching a one-size-fits-all system that pays all teachers the same, regardless of ability. The Australian Financial Review today says Sydney is tipped to once again outperform all other housing markets in 2015 in what will be a more subdued year for property. In 2014, property prices across the five capital city markets climbed about 8.4%. Investor activity and pent-up demand drove up Sydney's prices 13% in the past year. For now, that's what's online and in the papers.
Thanks, Mike. More news headlines next hour.